morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Joshua and Hannah Kinney, and they are the new caretakers of the Hitchcock House. So good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Hannah.
Good morning.
Well, we want to start out with finding out a little more about you. You're pretty new to the area. And so, Hannah, let's start with you. What kind of, where did you grow up and some things up to this point?
I grew up in Walnut, Iowa. We lived out in the country for my entire life until I went to college, and then my parents moved to Atlantic. I graduated from Walnut High School and moved to Dubuque for college at Emmaus Bible College.
Okay. So do you want to put your parents' name out there?
Yeah, my parents are Sam and Linda Matheny, and they live on Maple Street.
Because a lot of people will know them. How about you, Josh?
I grew up in southwest Minnesota, small town, Ballatin, Minnesota. I was homeschooled. And then until I graduated, I was homeschooled. And then I went to Emmaus, and that's where we met. And then I ended up transferring to a bunch of different schools. And then we came back, and then we started dating, and that's where we were married.
Yeah. So. And here you are, Hannah's close to Hannah's hometown. And was that a factor when you decided, hey, this is something we might do?
For sure. It was nice to be back to closer to family.
Right, so. Exactly. So when you, I'm sure, saw the advertisement somewhere or somebody told you about this, what appealed to you about being the caretakers of Hitchcock House, Hannah?
I've always been interested in the Underground Railroad and stuff like that, and I actually got to tour it when I was younger and with my sister, Sarah, and so it's always been something that I've thought about, and then when it came as an offer, we were pretty excited about it being a part of a national historical landmark.
And so, Josh, was there something else for you? I'm thinking you maybe didn't even know this was here.
Yeah, until Hannah told me about it, I didn't really even know anything about it. So I guess I can't really say I'd heard much about it before. So
yes, well, you have a lot to learn. You've been learning a lot. So, Josh, what are some of the jobs you have to do as caretaker?
Most of it is just like caring for the facilities. So we clean it regularly and try to, you know, keep the outside. We don't mow or anything like that, but try to keep it, you know, looking nice and picked up and stuff like that.
So. What about, you have several buildings. You have the Hitchcock House, you have the granary, you have the barn and so on. I mean, do you have to kind of take care of those things if problems go wrong?
To some extent. I mean, if there's any like big repairs or whatever, we don't really do that. But as far as like just little things, maintaining.
And with that many buildings, I know there are little things quite often. I mean, that's just a part of life. And also, what about scheduling things, Hannah? Are you responsible at all for scheduling like things in the barn? Somebody wants to have a wedding, et cetera?
Yeah, they can call here and we can schedule up a wedding. Also, Laura Canning does that from the Conservation Board. She schedules weddings and for tours, they call here at the caretaker house, and we'll answer the phone and schedule a tour for the day and how many people they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Josh, where are people coming from so far since you've been here?
Oh, man. Some people come from, you know, Atlantic, and okay. I think we had someone from Colorado. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they'll come from a couple states away or, you know.
Well, when some people have a special interest in the Underground Railroad, and so when they start looking into it, Hitchcock House has to be one of the special places to come. Now, you mentioned that it's on the National Historic Register, Hannah, but there are some other things going on there, I believe, some trails and so on that are being added?
I'm actually not sure about that. Do you know?
I know they're working on, I guess not expanding, but trying to find out more historically where different things were and stuff like that. But as far as we're still learning, learning the history ourselves. So.
Yeah, and it's a challenge because the river moved. It kind of changed things around from where it was originally. Well, a surprising fact, something that you learned about Hitchcock House. Now, Hannah, you said, you know, you toured it when you were little. Is there something still new that you go, oh, I didn't know that? She's searching. Josh, you had a lot to learn. Was there something that kind of surprised you?
I guess I didn't realize how many people, like, being this far west. I guess, like, historically you always hear of it, most of the Civil War stuff going on over in the east. And so I didn't realize this far west how many, I think they told us at least a couple hundred probably a lot more that came through here, through the house, actually. And so that was really surprising for me.
And the number of places that they could stop, I think that's something a lot of us don't know either.
And I thought it was really interesting that George Hitchcock was never fined or caught with a slave.
He was fortunate.
Yeah, he was. He was very fortunate.
And probably did a really great job about doing his job. Josh, tell us a bit about the barn and kind of what the facilities are there in the barn.
I guess I don't really know as much about the history of the barn, but I know that we had Pioneer Days or Pioneer Festival out there, and so it's pretty nice that they had an area to spread around and the kids could walk through and do the different, I guess, booths or whatever. So,
if I was going to have a family reunion, could I call and say I'd like to have it in the barn?
Sure. As far as I know, yeah. Yeah.
So, because I think sometimes people don't realize everything that could be available to them here. And I know you have some, well, in the past, you've had some musical events coming up. You got some of those planned, Hannah?
We do. We have the Blue Tones coming out here on June 15th at 2 p.m. They're going to be out here playing in the barn. And we have the readings. Do you know more about that?
They're doing, they're working on a program of reading old Civil War letters. From a guy who was actually from, I believe he was from Lewis. But they're working on putting that program together for later on in the summer. So,
And so that's another thing that we kind of need to keep track of, or I guess be aware of. I know there are people in the area who don't even know it exists, let alone all of the kinds of things you can do. Now, Hannah, there's been a new addition to the granary. Tell us about that development.
Yeah, there's a new addition. It doubled in size, and they added a new bathroom so we can spread out, and now you can watch TV in there. There's some historical clips in there that they're getting started and getting that going, and just some different gifts in the gift shop, and yeah, it's a new, nice addition with the new bathroom and everything.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, when they come by and they don't live here, especially if they don't live here, they want to take a little souvenir home. So there are items there, I believe.
Yeah, there are. There's, like, bonnets and T-shirts and postcards, and there's tons of little knickknacks that are fun to take home.
Yeah, very good. So people want to remember that they were here. Josh, tell us a little bit more about, I mean, what are some of the things you've been learning as you've come here? Since you were so unacquainted with it, what are some of the things that you've learned about the area and about Hitchcock House and so on?
I don't know. As far as the area, I'm learning that there's, like you said, a lot of people who don't know anything about it. I guess I kind of expected to come here and, you know, I'd be like the outsider that everyone else knew everything and I didn't, but there's a lot of people who are from this area that come here for the first time or, you know, I've never even been here. So,
well, I have to share with you that I was here. I've been around a long time. I got to come when a family was still living here in, you know, as their home and went to the basement and went back in that little dark place. Have you shut yourself in there yet?
No. No.
Not something we'd probably choose to do, right, Ed?
No, it's scary down there.
But can you imagine when you say it's scary down there? What if you came and you had, let's say you had a small child with you? How do you think that would have been?
I'm sure it was really intimidating to be a slave and hidden down there, and just the chances of being caught and unprotected are scary.
And so if you haven't been to Hitchcock House, that's something that you can kind of experience. You for sure get to see the space, and maybe you can make up your own stories about what would happen. Now, one of the things, you are not expected, as I understand, to give guided tours, but you have people who will do that.
Yeah, we do have people who do give tours. We can give tours if we want, and we can work in the granary, which is the gift shop. We do have a lot of volunteers who help out from May to September, and they're really helpful.
Yeah, really kind of necessary. So if somebody wants to find Hitchcock House, Hannah, how do you tell them to find Hitchcock House? Josh, you're the one who's going to tell me that?
I guess the easiest way would just be to Google it or something like that. But if you were just going to come out here, you don't have access to a computer or anything like that, I guess you go on Highway 6 till you get to Lewis, and then there's signs all over, whether you're coming from Griswold or Oakland or Atlantic or whatever. Yeah, so
wherever. Just watch for the signs that say Hitchcock House. And as I said, if you haven't been here, now would be a really good time to come out. It's beautiful right now. And find out all about Hitchcock House. We want to thank you, Josh and Hannah Kinney, for visiting with us and kind of bringing us up to date on taking care of the Hitchcock House and area. So until next time, take a walk through history. Visit Hitchcock House.